Says Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Cleveland Indians finally agreed with Major League Baseball and will stop using its Chief Wahoo logo, which Native Americans and many others find offensive. Poland's parliament is debating a bill to criminalize discussion of the country's role in the Holocaust. Following the lead of a previous protest, six women in Tehran took off their headscarves in public, flaunting the Iranian requirement that women's heads be covered in public. Americans are cutting back their watching of late-night television, have gained 18 minutes of sleep on average per night since 2013. But health experts say that's still not enough. An analysis in the U.S. found about 7 years of retirement can be good for health, as reducing the chance of getting a serious disease like diabetes or heart conditions by 20%. Positive health impacts of retirement have also been found in studies from Israel, England, Germany, and other European countries. The Irish government scheduled a referendum on whether to abolish the ban on abortion. Early public opinion polls suggest that a majority of Irish voters would favor removing a constitutional ban. A current poll showed 60% support for repeal, though support for unrestricted abortion is up for 12 weeks, was weaker at 51%. The Senate rejected a bill to ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, a largely symbolic vote aimed at forcing vulnerable Democrats to take a stand that could hurt their prospects for re-election in states won by President Trump. There's new controversy over an unprecedented decision by the Republicans on the Investigations Committee to release a secret memo of 3.5 pages that they had compiled questioning the FBI's investigations of Trump campaign operatives' contacts with Russia. Justice Department argued that the release was extraordinarily reckless, but the step was initiated regardless. In an overlooked provision, the new tax law creates opportunity zones, which will use tax incentives to draw long-term investment to parts of America that continue to struggle with high poverty and sluggish job and business growth. Provision is the first new substantial federal attempt to aid those communities in more than a decade. And it comes as a disproportionate share of economic growth has been concentrated in so-called superstar metropolitan areas like Los Angeles and New York. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.